Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 14, 1909, the Barbados Agriculture Reporter newspaper published an article on a boating accident that occurred in the area of the Hastings Channel. On the day in question, around 8 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Arthur Gill, Willie Scott, Mr. Messiah, a servant boy by the name of Adam, and an unemployed seaman by the name of Robert, who could not swim, got aboard the Royal Plunge, a rowboat altered into a sailing skiff. The boat ventured out into open water without any incident. However, it was on the trip back that it encountered difficulties. About 2.5 miles from the shore, the vessel met with strong winds from the northeast, and despite countermeasures being used to keep the boat on course, it ultimately turned turtle or capsized completely, throwing all occupants into the water. Despite efforts by Mr. Scott to right the boat, the Royal Plunge refused to be righted and kept rolling over in the water. The men clung to the side of the boat, hoping that their plight could be seen from the shore and someone would come to their aid. However, it became evident that they would have to attempt to save themselves. Eventually, Mr. Scott and Mr. Messiah, using the boat's oars, attempted to swim to the shore for help. The two would unfortunately part ways on their way to the shore, and Mr. Scott, being the better swimmer, would safely reach the shore before Mr. Messiah. Upon reaching land, Mr. Scott sent a messenger to Maurice Burke, a relative with a boat named the Leader, to aid in rescuing the others. News of the event spread quickly, and with the speedy gossip also came a mixture of fact and fiction, where it was being said that all occupants except Mr. Scott had drowned. More boats would enter the water to aid in the rescue of the capsized boat, and sympathetic onlookers filled the beach using opera glasses to scan the horizon. However, the rumors turned out to be false, as all of the men were rescued. Mr. Messiah had drifted off course and was picked up by Mr. Burke at Needleham's Point, still clinging to the oar. Mr. Burke, following Mr. Messiah's direction, found the Royal Plunge, which had drifted 5 miles offshore, with all the men still clinging to her. Captain Walter Jordan, a well-known pilot who had followed the Leader, towed the capsized Royal Plunge to the shore. Around 2:15 p.m., the Leader finally reached the Hastings Channel and was greeted with hearty cheers from the gathered crowd. Dr. John Hudson, who was on call in the district, upon hearing of the incident, also came to the Hastings Channel to render any medical help needed. In spite of the mental anguish of the day and being in the water for such a long period, all the men were physically well.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.